Amen. That's our desire. Amen. Is to give him praise. Amen. Amen. We just are thankful to be here with you tonight and this weekend, the opportunity the Lord's given us, and appreciate the love and care of each one here. If you want to turn your Bibles this evening to Revelation chapter 10, and now now I know how it gets sometimes. You know, I had a really long weekend. We had a Saturday night service, and I had to drive out of town to minister, and I got to the hotel where I was supposed to get to. It was after midnight, and the brother there whose church I was going to was supposed to have made a reservation there, and he didn't make it. And they had a convention or some contest going on, so all these hotel rooms were booked. And so I got to bed a little after 2 o'clock, and I'm saying this is I get to the midweek like this, and I'm getting up in the mornings, and I felt pretty tired today after work, and I was just laying around, and then I ate this heavy meatloaf, and I tell you what, I was just ready to take a nap. But just now, as I get ready to minister here, I just feel the grace of God coming. You know what? If you don't have strength within you to praise God tonight, He'll give you strength. Amen. David could say, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me." Amen. There's power in the confession of the spoken word. If you don't have the power tonight to, maybe tonight you can't stand up and praise God. Maybe you're in a wheelchair. Well, guess what? God will give you strength to stand up and praise God. Amen. He'll give you strength to do that tonight. I believe God is able to do that. How many believes that tonight? And you say, "Well, I'm real weak." Well, you're even better off then, because He said that when I'm weak, then I'm strong. Is that right? His strength is made perfect in weakness, and you're about the best person here to praise God tonight. If you're the weakest Christian, amen. The weakest Christian, when they get on their knees, the devil trembles. Is that right? Amen. Revelation chapter 10 here. Praise God. We're gonna be here all night if we keep this up. We'll try and get you out of here on a decent time, Lord willing. Here, Revelation 10. We'll read the first verse and read down to verse 4 here. It says, "And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea, and his left foot upon the earth, and cried with a loud voice as when a lion roareth. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not." Amen. Let's bow our heads forward to prayer. Heavenly Father, we do thank you tonight to be gathered here once again. Lord, we're looking at a day and an hour, Father, when times are changing fast, Lord. We remember the words of the prophet. He said that there'd be a time when they'd come to shut these doors here. This little building would be boarded up because there used to be a believing body here. Lord, there'd be churches all across the land. They'd be boarded up. They'd be shut up because they preached the true gospel of Jesus Christ. And so, Lord, tonight we're thankful that we're not part of a church, but we're part of a spiritual body. Not an organization, but the church of the living God, the bride of Jesus Christ. But, Father, tonight, while we can still gather here today in this country with this freedom to worship you, Lord, may we just take advantage of this time and redeem it, knowing that the days are evil. Father, we just look now to this word which has been read, that you just come and give understanding to us and bless the ministry of the word tonight. Father, I pray you'd help me to move completely out of the way, that you would have the preeminence and the free course to speak to your people, Father. Bridle my tongue to keep me from speaking anything that would be contrary to your word, from speaking idle words, Father. And for the people tonight, that they have eyes to see, ears to hear, and hearts to receive what you'd have for them. Father, we give you the praise and the glory and the honor. Now we ask you to come. And we do believe that you're in our midst already, Father. But now we just ask that you would continue to move us forward, Father. And we just love you so much. We thank you for it now. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You may be seated tonight. I had ministered here for Brother Stephen on Easter. And I was talking a little bit about the seal that was on the tomb of Jesus and so forth. And I tell you what, it got me so excited, I kept studying the thing. So I'd like to minister tonight, if I could, on the testimony of the seal. Yes, and before I get into what I was talking about here for a little bit, I would like to read a quote to you out of the first seal. The prophet says, makes a pretty remarkable statement here. He says, "When the Lamb took the book and broke the first seal, God spoke from his eternal throne to say what the seal was to be revealed. But when it's placed before John, it was in a symbol. When John saw it, it was still a mystery. Why?" He says, "It wasn't even revealed right then. It cannot be revealed until what he said right here at the end time. But it come in a symbol." He said, "When the thunder," he says, "remember, a loud clapping noise of a thunder is the voice of God. That's what the Bible says. See, a clap of thunder. They thought it was a thunder. Amen. You remember, I believe it's in John 12, that they hear a voice. And some thought it was an angel and some thought it was thunder. They think it's a thunder, but it's what it actually is the voice of God. They thought it was a thunder, but it was God. He understood it. Why? For it was revealed to him. See, it was a thunder. He says, now notice, the first seal, when it was opened in the symbol form, it thundered. Right. Now what about when it's open in its reality form?
Yeah, right.
It thundered as soon as the Lamb struck back the seal. Right. And what did it reveal? Not all of itself. First is with God, it's with God. Yep. Next it's in a symbol. Then it's revealed three things, see?
Yes,
it's coming forth from the throne. First, it can't be seen, heard, or nothing. It's sealed up. The Lamb's blood paid the price.
Hallelujah.
It was thundered when he spoke out.
Yes.
And when he did, a white horse rider started out.
Sure.
And it was still a symbol. Amen?
Amen.
Now watch. He said it would be known in the last day, but it comes forth in a church symbol.
Right.
Do you understand now? Church says it comes forth a symbol of a church that they know there is a seal, but what it is yet, he says, they don't know because it's a white horse rider. And it's only to be revealed at the last day when this actual seal is broke.
That's right.
Broke to who? Not to Christ, but the church.
Right. Amen.
But to the church. Notice, Mom. He says, oh my, that just makes me tremble. I hope the church truly understands it. He says, see what I mean, people? And he says, I'm going to call you bride, that you'll understand it. Amen?
Yes.
In other words, I'm going to call you bride. Why is he not calling you church? He's calling you bride. So you'd have an understanding what this is about. Amen? Because this is no longer just a something that's in the Moody Bible Institute. They've examined it with a scholar, and they've got an idea about it. They've done the best they could to interpret it. But here, Christ has come, and he was the only one that could open those seals. Is that right? Look, Luther wasn't worthy to open those seals. Wesley wasn't worthy to do it. Even Brother Branham himself, as a man, is not he's not worthy or able to do it, but there was one that sat at the right hand of God. And when he came forth and he took that book, he opened those seals. Then he comes down, is that right? As a mighty angel. And now it's Christ, not the man William Branham. I'm thankful tonight, amen? We're not feeding on the words of a man. Look, people can make fun of it all they want. They can say what they want about it. A seventh grade hillbilly education did not come up with this message. We're not feeding on William Branham's words tonight. We are feeding on the unfailing body word of the Son of Man. Amen? Now, I don't know about you, but I just happen to believe that with all my heart. Amen? I believe when it goes from faith to virtue, not just coming to something, it's coming to Christ himself. It's coming to a capstone. Is that right? And we have received. Amen? You read the Church A book and we've been told we have received, amen, a capstone prophetic ministry. It's not something I'm looking to have happen. It's not something I'm anticipating. I've recognized it's already come down. That the same dynamics that was in the church in Pentecost, the same dynamics that raised Christ from the dead, is here tonight. And it's not in a church down the street. It's not in the building, but that's why I call you bride, so you know where it's at. Is that right? I'll read the quote to you later here, but Brother Ram tells us in the Rising of the Sun that the quickening power is what gives you discernment. Is that right?
Yeah.
That's how you can recognize this. Look, them other people couldn't recognize what took place, but there was one, the disciple whom Jesus loved. Oh, he heard the secrets Jesus had to say. Is that right? He recognized the voice of God. Amen.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn with you tonight, if you could, to Matthew chapter 27. And as I said, I was talking about this with Easter. Brother Bram tells us we are now Easter.
Right, yeah.
We're in our Easter, is that right?
That's right, brother.
You'll see here in verse 62 of Matthew 27, it is now this is talking about after the crucifixion, it is now the next day that followed the day of the preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees came together unto Pilate, saying, Sir, we remember that the deceiver said, while he was yet alive, after 3 days I will rise again. I find this remarkable, because Jesus' own disciples were upset.
Yeah, come on.
Jesus' own disciples were discouraged. They'd done give up.
Right.
And yet the gainsayer recognized the deceiver, they called him. This man said he's going to rise in 3 days. They were concerned about the resurrection of Jesus Christ when his own disciples had given up. Is that right? They would walk with him down the road of Emmaus and had no idea who they were walking with. Yet these deceivers, they recognized who he was. They were so concerned about it, they said, we're concerned. We remember. This man's saying, if you destroy this temple, I'll raise it up in 3 days. Is that right?
Yes,
oh, hallelujah. Command therefore that the sepulchre be made sure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away, and say unto the people, he is risen from the dead, so that the last error should be worse than the first. Pilate said unto them, you have a watch, go your way, make it as sure as you can. Now watch, he didn't say, all right, well, you make sure it don't get done now. Make sure nobody comes along. But he says, I'm going to give you help. The Roman government, Romanism is going to supply you with the manpower. You make sure, he says, you make it as sure as you can. Is that right?
Right.
Make it as sure as you can. In other words, do whatever it takes that you have to do this so that you feel satisfied that this isn't going to take place.
Right. Yes, sir.
So they went and made the sepulchre sure, sealing the stone and setting a watch. Amen? Now, I want you to understand, and this is the thing I was studying, I was looking at this. I want you to understand the disciples didn't seal the tomb. Amen?
That's right.
Amen? The disciples didn't seal the tomb. They rolled a stone over it. They'd done a preparation, but it was the Roman government, the people, the very ones that had crucified Christ, they're placing a seal over this tomb. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
So here, and why are they doing it? Because they want to make sure you don't get up. Is that right?
Sure.
Now, you think about it. Now, somewhere down in hell, a million devils were planning the same thing, amen?
Right.
Death was planning to hold him down. Is that right? The devil wanted to hold him down.
Right.
But when that third day broke, at the rising of the sun, when they came to the sepulchre, there wasn't enough demons in hell to stop him from coming up. Why? Because the vision had gone forth. The prophecy had been declared that he would not suffer his soul to be in hell. Is that right?
Yes,
his body wouldn't see corruption, amen?
Right.
When that word went forth, you could have called the whole world, amen?
Amen?
Because that word was sure. There wasn't enough devils in hell to stop it from taking place, amen?
Amen.
Oh,
yes,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Brother Bram says this in the Easter seal. It says, the very essence of the resurrection is to tell and to show and to prove that Jesus has raised up from the dead. He's not dead.
That's right.
He's a living. He lives here. He's
amen.
In us, amen?
Amen.
I'll be with you, even in you, a little while in the world. See, now notice who doesn't see him. Amen.
That's right.
Well, I don't see Christ in this message.
Come on,
amen. I don't see what you guys are getting all excited about. Well, of course you don't. He said you wouldn't see it. Oh, but the people that aren't part of this cosmos, amen.
Yes.
Who have a heavenly citizenship, amen.
Amen.
It's a different story, amen.
Right.
The world seeth me no more, but you shall see me. Yet ye shall see me, for I will be what? Now, how are you going to see him? Because I will be with you, even in you, until the end of the world. Amen?
Amen. Right.
You know, I see these articles, different people put up these. It's funny. Where were these historians 100 years ago, I think? You know, where were they in the days of Josephus? They're trying to authenticate, you know, the life of Jesus, if he was really even a man, if he was married and all these other things, trying to validate. And you know, we find there was an empty tomb on the third day. Amen?
Sure, amen?
And when Jesus raised up, he wasn't trying to authenticate what day he was born on.
That's right.
Amen? He wasn't trying to validate his birth.
Right.
You know, was he really on that mountain when that cloud came down? We don't know if he was really on the Mount of Transfiguration.
Yeah,
he wasn't trying to validate all that for him. Amen? But he was validating the resurrection. Why? Because when he vindicated on the third day that it was not possible for death to hold him down, amen?
Amen.
That
right.
proved that everything he said was true.
Amen.
That proved once and for all, amen?
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
He's not trying to vindicate a man, amen?
Amen.
This ministry is not vindicated to vindicate William Branham that he was so special or that he was so great. He was just the voice, is that right?
Amen.
He was just the one on that river. He wanted to be a trapper, is that right? He wanted to do certain things like, but he was there like a microphone when the voice came and the voice used him. Is that right?
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. All these other things are important. Is that right? But the resurrection, proving the resurrection, that was why that's why we're here today. Amen. The nature of the resurrection. Now, if you have resurrection life, amen, your purpose is not to try to argue over some sort of fickle doctrine or try to appease men. The nature of the resurrection is to show and to tell and to prove. Is that right?
Yeah.
Look, you don't have to try and convince somebody historically that Jesus has risen from the dead. Amen? You don't have to try and validate some man's opinion or some sort of reference. Amen? You have the validation. By the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen? And it don't matter if 1,000 people come up and say there's nothing to that. You walk right by them. Why? You've received a vindication. Amen? And that vindication, it's the same thing that raised Christ from the dead. It'll quicken your mortal bodies. And if you've been born of the Spirit of God, If you've been quickened by that power, amen, there's not enough devils in hell to stop you from rising up in a resurrection. There's not enough devils in hell to take you out of the kingdom of God. Because you're in the Father's hand, and He promised that you'd not pluck one out of His hand. Is that right? Well, you want to talk about security, amen? That's more security than the Romans put at the tomb, amen? They thought they had security. They thought they had Him locked down. They made it as sure as the Roman government could make it, but there wasn't enough power there. Oh, hallelujah. Listen, these men, they sealed the tomb. Is that right? Now I want you to understand the purpose of this seal. When these Roman guards, they're under penalty of death for failure, amen? If they fail to keep this guy in the tomb, their lives are forfeit. If they go asleep at the watch, their lives are forfeit. So when they come to this tomb, they didn't just take the disciples' words, oh, there's a dead body in there. That wasn't enough. Their lives were riding on it. Because people say, well, you know, like that man came to Brother Branham, well, you know, they just took something, went to sleep a little bit and this and that. No, when them Romans approached the tomb, they didn't take the disciples' word for it. They didn't take Joseph of Arimathea's word for it. They opened the tomb and looked inside themselves. And they said, there is a dead body here. There's not an empty tomb here already. There's a dead man here. He's really dead. And when they validated that he was dead, now they can roll the stone over the door and they put a seal on it.
Right.
And the seal says, nothing has gotten in and nothing's getting out. Oh, hallelujah, but I tell you what, Roman seal couldn't hold him down, is that right? Oh, I tell you what, they put a seal there and said, this man's really dead. And they didn't know. Oh, hallelujah. When they were vindicating that man was really dead, they were vindicating a resurrection. That he wasn't alive the whole time hiding somewhere. He really died. Oh, but hallelujah, he really rose again. And when he came up on that third day to roll that stone away, he broke that seal, amen. Oh, I'm thankful. Because when God opens the door, no man shuts it. Look, Rome can go back and say, well, we don't want the governor to find out about this. We don't want to believe this message that he's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's still, well, let's just put the stone back. We'll hide where he was at so they don't know whether he's really there or not. We'll put the seal back. Oh, but that seal was broke, amen. There was no way to fix it. Christ had broke that seal, and there was no shutting that door. Once it had been opened, amen. Oh, hallelujah. I tell you what, the seal being broken, when that seal was broken, it vindicated that he was alive. Because he's the only one that could have broke that, is that right? The disciples didn't have enough strength. There wasn't enough manpower to fight these Romans off, but there was one.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Oh my, to think. They thought they were doing themselves a favor by sealing that tomb. Really, they were proving what we believe today. He was really dead, but he really rose, is that right?
Amen.
Amen. I'd like to read a quote to you here out of The Rising of the Sun. Brother Bram says, speaking of the seven seals that I read about now, and I'd like to bring this up to where we're at today, if I could say it that way. Amen. He says, He is the one who opened those seals. He is those seals. For the whole Word of God is Christ, and Christ is the seals that was opened. What is the opening of the seals in? Revealing Christ. And the very seven angels, which represent the seven churches, all completed. And we couldn't even see it. Why? It was behind the stone. It was sealed up. We didn't know where he was. We thought he was there. Oh, but we find he isn't there. Well, praise the Lord. We're gonna preach tonight. Amen. They did. They took the picture, not us. Them Romans put there, not us. We didn't do it. We didn't put a seal and say, oh, he's dead. They said he's dead. Oh, my. And here he is, standing there, supreme judge, showing that he is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and end. What identification, quickening power did that to us. Not just him now.
Yeah.
To us.
Amen.
Quickening power lets us see his coming. Oh my. Quickening power snatched us from death to life. Quickening power gives discernment to know what's wrong with you and what to do and what you've done and what you ought not to have done. And what you should have done, and what you will be. Quickening power, all these things. Our Lord Jesus is so full of quickening power, He was all of it together. He was so full of quickening power, He said, you destroy this body, and I'll raise it up in 3 days. Talk about confidence. Amen. Talk about confidence in quickening power. Destroy this body, and I'll, this temple, and I'll bring it up in 3 days. Why did He say that? He knew that it was written of Him. that it was written of him by the word of God, which could not fail. The word said, I will not suffer my Holy One to see corruption, neither will I leave his soul in hell. And he knowed that quickening power would raise him up, and there wouldn't be one cell corrupt. Look, God didn't leave off one cell, amen?
That's right. Amen.
He so overshadowed that body by prophecy, that not one cell.
No, right.
Look, his back had been plowed with furrows like a field. Is that right? They'd ripped him and beat him and everything else, but one cell of that body couldn't be corrupt. Amen?
Hallelujah.
And he knew that quickening power would raise him up. There wouldn't be one cell corrupt. He said, you destroy this temple, I'll bring it back in 3 days. Why? It was prophecy, the word of God.
Yes,
and prophecy, if it's the true word of God, cannot fail.
Amen. Right.
Amen.
That's right.
Well, we all believe that. But watch what he says. And the same prophecy and word of God that said he'd raise him up says that we are already raised with him. No wonder he said, fear not. And it is written, the spirit that is now wasn't him, now in us also quickens our mortal body. Fear not, friend. The S-O-N is up. The sun is up. Is that right? Listen, we come to a day and age. Look, Romanism had crucified him again.
That's right. Yes.
Brother Barry, and this is the thing, because I preached this at Stephen's church, and I love how, because he said that this thing, he'd wondered about this for years, and I'm like, what do you mean? And he's talking about, why is it when Christ revealed himself in these seals, it's all about what the devil did? And I said, well, that's very interesting, because that's what he did back there. Amen?
Yeah. Come on now.
Romanism put him in a grave, amen?
Right.
When Christ broke the seal, it showed that what they had done had not succeeded, amen?
That's right.
It showed that he was no longer there, amen?
That's right.
When Christ opened that first seal and it thunders out of the symbol form, a white horse rider going forth. What is it? It's the impersonation of Christianity.
Right.
Has a bow but no arrows. Is that right? It looks like it's a white horse rider. Brother Branham himself thought it was Christ.
Right.
Oh, but when Christ himself come. When Christ himself come and he rolled back the stone and he opened the seal. It showed Christ wasn't on that white horse ride anymore. He was no longer in denomination. He was no longer in false religion. He might have been there before, but when they got away and they crucified him afresh and they sealed it, they sealed their own testimony. And when Christ broke that seal, it showed he's no longer in denomination. He's no longer behind that stone, amen? When he breaks that second seal, that red horse rider with a sword, married to the government, church and government married, is that right? It showed he's not in popular opinion anymore. He's not in government, amen? Because what I want you to realize is when he shows you where he's not, now you're going to find out where he is, amen? If he's not behind the stone anymore, if he's not dead anymore, then he's alive. He's somewhere, is that right? So Christ is shown, look, people think he's in churches down the street, he's in denomination. He's not there.
Right.
Oh, well, he's in our government, he's in our leaders, he's in popular opinion. He's not there, amen?
Right.
Oh, how you look popular. You know, we nowadays is the big thing is we look at how popular opinion is so against Christianity. I'm thinking, well, you don't live in India or something.
Yeah.
Man, they'd kill you over there or persecute you or doing something else to you. And we get so upset. Well, man, people just don't accept us anymore. Well, they're not supposed to.
Right.
They called the master of the house Beelzebub.
That's right.
Yep. Man, I, just like I was praying over, he said they'd come shut the doors. You're not going to stop that.
Amen,
because it's been seen. Is that right? It's been foretold. But the same God that foretold they'd shut these doors said he'd seen a bride. Is that right?
Yeah.
At the end time, she's stepping in line, marching in order. Is that right? The same prophet said he saw this country destroyed in craters. Remember, look, you can't stop it.
Right.
Well, we're going to vote a man in who will turn things around. Look, you can't stop this. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Holly, no more than you can stop that stone from rolling away. Amen. He's not there.
Amen.
You're not getting to heaven by being an American. Amen. Or belong to some sort of an American organization. You go there because you're part of the kingdom of God. Amen. Oh, Holly, he rolled back the seal on that third seal. Is that right? Oh, there was some wheat and barley and all these things, but there was a voice. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Said, don't you hurt. Don't you hurt the oil and the wine. Amen. Now we find today many people. Well, praise the Lord. Oh, what is that oil? It's the Holy Spirit. What's that wine? It's the stimulation. Oh, Brother Bram said, I about got stimulated myself when the Lord revealed that to me the other day. He said, the stimulation. Oh, my, you got to keep quiet in church now. We don't do that no more. Ah, but God said, don't you hurt that wine. That belongs to them.
Amen. Glory.
Well, man came to Brother Branham one day. He told Brother Branham, well, nothing against you, Brother Branham, but the problem with your preaching is you preach apostolic doctrine. We're not in the apostolic age anymore. He's like, really? How do you get that? He's like, well, those gifts are just for the apostolic age. He's really? Well, my Bible says that Paul's 30 years later, he's ordaining these same gifts in Corinth. Is that right? When God gave a promise, you read Joel 2. When he said, I restore all that the power worm and the caterpillar and the locust, when he restore all these things, it said that the floors would be full and the fats would be full of wine and oil. Is that right? Amen. Actually, he said they'd be overflowing. Yeah. When it shall come to pass that I pour out my spirit, is that right? It's not a dearth in the land.
Yeah.
There's not a famine for the oil and the wine. Is that right?
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Why? Because it's still the apostolic age. Because on that day at Pentecost, God drew a line. Don't hurt the oil and the wine, the promise. It's for you. It's for your children. It's for as many as are far off. As many as the Lord our God shall call. Whoever is called, it's for them. And you can't touch the promise. You can't touch the oil or the wine. You don't change the Holy Ghost. And the same Holy Ghost that fell the day of Pentecost. Come on, somebody. It's the same Holy Ghost that's here today. Look, he's not weaker. Oh, some people say, well, you know, the Spirit's lifting now. Holy Ghost don't work like that anymore. We're in a different type of thing. Ah, but God said, don't you touch the oil and the wine. Oh, God would not allow the oil and the wine to be touched. Amen. He might try to scruple up your doctrine. He might get somebody else. Now look, he might get your neighbor to say, well, we don't need that oil and that wine. Man, we don't need that sort of thing anymore. But for the believer,
amen.
God made a promise to you that it wouldn't be touched, it wouldn't be heard, and it's the same for you today.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Listen, when you got somebody saying something different, look, they just haven't seen behind that third seal. They're still preaching out of that third seal. They're still on that black horse rider. Is that right? Ah, but for the bride.
Yeah.
She hears, oh, God don't do that anymore. God don't heal the sick. God don't do miracles. She realizes, he's not in there. That tomb is empty. That's a grave. That's a pit of death. That's the work of Satan, amen. But my God, my Christ, he don't dwell in that, amen. He's gone. That seal got rolled back. It revealed he's not there. Oh, hallelujah. I tell you what. Oh, he gave us the former and the rain and the latter rain. Is that right? God drew a line. And he said, look, he's not there. Oh, I tell you what. Brother Bammy. He tells a story in, I believe it's Doors and Door, 1965. He says, he's talking about the Good Samaritan. You remember the story of the Good Samaritan? These two men, they walk by, and finally a Samaritan walks by, and he sees a man, and he's wounded. Amen? He's wounded. And so the Samaritan takes him. Type of Christ, Brother Branham.
Yes, sir.
He takes him, and where does he take him? He takes him to an inn. A place that he can stay till he comes for back for him again. And he pays the man. And the man takes the oil and the wine, it says, and he pours it in his wounds, and he binds up his wounds. Well, no wonder some people get the way they are today. They get hurt by somebody in church, they get hurt out in the streets, they get hurt in the world. And they go somewhere, like, well, the innkeeper ain't got no oil and wine for you. No wonder. No wonder there's no healing. Isn't there no balm in Gilead? Come on, somebody. Oh, Brother Bram said that innkeeper, he's like a fine pastor. You get a pastor, amen. You find a pastor that's got the oil and the wine.
Amen.
You want to get healed, you got to have a man of God that still believes that the oil and the wine have never been touched. Amen?
Amen.
When so many people have wished, they've gotten rid of it.
Oh,
or they said they don't need it. Amen? I love how Brother Branham says it in 3rd Exodus. They say, well, we don't need divine healing today. We've got doctors. We don't need speaking in tongues. We're intelligent people. We don't need prophecy. Brother Branham said, when you do that, you cut off the lifeline. The very that's why God said not to touch it. The very thing God ordained for you to survive Laodicea, to come out of Laodicea,
amen,
is the very thing they've rejected, amen.
Amen.
We believe that God sent a prophet. Yeah, so is the devil.
Yeah.
Amen. Oh, but the nature of the resurrection,
amen,
is to show and to tell and to prove, amen,
yes,
that he's the same, not 50 years ago, but today.
Yes.
He's still the same today.
Amen.
The message is still alive today,
amen,
because it's Christ. And Christ is the Word of God. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, I tell you what, people that gathered together here a few weeks ago to celebrate Easter. Amen?
Amen.
They celebrate Easter. It's a historical occasion to them. They celebrate a resurrection of 2,000 years ago. Let me ask you, how historical is the resurrection to you?
Amen.
What kind of an Easter do you celebrate? Do you celebrate an Easter 2,000 years ago? Or even 50 years ago? Or is your Easter here today?
Amen.
Is the resurrection here tonight? Oh, you got to have the oil and wine for yourself. I tell you what. Them men on the day of Pentecost, they got the oil. When they got the oil, they got wine. Oh, I tell you what, that wine, it stimulated them. They come out staggering like drunk men. Why? They sing. Peter preached, this is that. That was spoken by the prophet Joel, amen. He had a revelation. This is what Joel was talking about. Oh, I heard about it growing up. Oh, they talked about it in synagogue. But this is it. This is power. This is stimulation. This is what the Lord said. You wait in Jerusalem till I give you that wine, amen. Oh, I tell you what, though, you can't put new wine in an old wineskin. That first man won't take it. That's why people reject it today. That old wineskin can't handle it. Oh, you get somebody that's born again by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And they can receive it, amen. They can say, that's for me. That ain't nothing but the truth. Hallelujah, I tell you what. That's what kind we need today. Men and women got a backbone. They're not worried about what the devil's got to say. They're not worried about the red horse rider, amen. They're not worried about anything else. Why? They're shut in with God. Oh, hallelujah. Look, he's not there. He's not there. Oh, but he's found a place. And when he found a place, he put a seal on it. Oh, I tell you what. If I wanted a place to put my name, I could go name my house Magulis Manor. Or, I tell you what else. If I want to put my name somewhere, I could go get me a bride. Did that already. And when I found a bride, she took my name. And when she took my name, God said, I'll meet you at the place where I put my name. That's my provided place of worship. God found not just a church. He found a bride. And when he called you bride, it's so you'd understand that he's not there. He's here. That's where he's at today. He's in his bride. The voice of the resurrection. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm feeling religious now. Woo, I tell you what, midweek, who cares? Hey, man, I'm feeling religious. He's in his bride today. Oh, and he put a seal on you. And nothing goes in and nothing gets out. And he put the seal there. I tell you what, there's a dead man hid back there. Oh, that old man, he's hid back behind that seal. God put a seal. He's dead and gone. He ain't never coming back again. Look, you might look in the mirror and see him, but he ain't behind that door. Oh, Brother Kent, God put a seal on you. He, devil ain't back there anymore. That old man ain't back there anymore. I put a seal, amen. It's not a Roman seal. It's authenticated by the kingdom of God. That the old man is dead and gone. If any man's in Christ, he can receive this message because he's a new creature. Old things are dead. They're gone and buried. They're shut away. You can't see it anymore. The stone's been rolled over it. The seal's been slapped on. He's gone. He's been eradicated. He'll never keep you out of the kingdom again. He'll never stop you from going back to God. Oh, hallelujah, because what God shut inside of you was the resurrection itself. Oh, hallelujah, everything you have need for. In your earthly journeys in you tonight, even the rapture. It's not coming from outer space. I'm not fishing out of some old denominational tomb. It's here now. It's inside of me. Oh, hallelujah. When you got the resurrection, when you've been sealed, amen, you might stagger like a drunkard, amen. You might act like them guys on the day of Pentecost. You know what? I love Brother Ramsey. He says even Mary was there. Is that right? Mary, the mother of Jesus, she had to get the Holy Ghost too. Well, ain't nobody exempt. Oh, well, I was in Brother Ram's meetings. Oh, I took care of, I helped raise Brother Ram. I did this, I did that. That don't matter to God, amen. Oh, but to be at your own Pentecost, amen. That's what God's looking for. I tell you what. Woo. Oh, hurt not the oil and the wine, amen. Oh, hallelujah. See, the problem, I was saying this the other day, the problem, people want to live the right way. We're going to go to church and we're going to reform the outward man. We're going to live the right way. God don't want you to live the right way. He wants you to die the right way. That's right. Amen. Because when Jesus died, he died according to the word. Amen. Right. Look, they didn't. They took up stones to kill him. Amen. But they couldn't kill him. Right. He couldn't die that way. Amen. He couldn't die by denomination like that. Amen. They wanted. We have an interpretation. Messiah's supposed to die. Is that right? We'll make that come to pass. No, but Christians, he that hangs on a tree, is that right? Yes, God had spoken of his death.
That's
that he might vindicate the resurrection by it. Amen. Listen, so many people, they want to live the right way. They don't want to die the right way. Well, I'm going to give up my smoking, I'm going to give up my drinking, but I don't want to give this up. Well, I want to serve Jesus, but I don't want to believe this message. After all, I mean, that's just a bunch of rules. You're just following a man. I love how they do this now. Well, we don't need a man. We just follow Jesus. Can you imagine Peter and James and John when Paul comes up to them? Well, we believe Jesus. We don't need you. Ah, but Jesus sent that man.
That's right.
Amen. Same thing they had then.
Yep, that's right.
Amen. The Corinthians, well, we're of Christ, they said. Is that right? You had their division. It was just as divided. It was just as carnal. As those that were of Cephas or Apollos. Oh, well, we have Christ. Well, if you had Christ, you'd receive him. You receive him that he sent. Is that right? He that receives you receives me.
That's right.
Is that right? How must we do, the Jews asked. How must we do the works of God? Well, this is the work that you believe on him whom the Father sent. Oh, we've got Christ. If you had Christ, you'd have this man. Amen. Same thing John said in his day. Is that right? He that hath not the Son hath not the Father. Oh, we have Jehovah as our God. We've got the old covenant. We've got the law and the prophets. Ah, but if you really had him, if you really believed him, if you were really Abraham's seed, he'd believe me because Abraham believed me. Because it was the same voice. Oh, hallelujah.
Glory.
Oh, I tell you what. Amen. It's more important to die the right way than to be raised, to live the right way. Amen. Paul had to die daily. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Not just die to the things that are convenient.
Yeah, that's right.
Or the things which are popular, but to die to self. Amen. Christ is looking. Why? Because that's what the Word says to do. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Oh, lots of people have ideas about how to die to self. Amen. What does that mean? Amen.
Come on, brother.
Well, I tell you what. Oh, but for the believer. Amen. They've died to self. Why? Because they've come through a new birth. Amen.
Amen.
Not enough. It's funny. You see, well, we're born again Christians. What does that mean anyway?
Yeah,
what does that mean?
Come on now.
Because I don't know about you, but when I was born into my natural family, I had my family name. I had my family inheritance. I took on traits from dad and mom. Maybe some I didn't want even.
That's
amen.
It.
Oh, I tell you what. Well, I can't help that I shout and I sing and I dance. That's just the family I was born into. We're just a bunch of loudmouth holy rollers anyhow. Look, my brothers were like that. Peter was like that, and Paul was like that, and John was like that, and Isaiah was like that, and Elijah was like that. I can't help it, my whole family. We just got to shout and praise God all the time, amen? That's just how we are, amen? You believe this message? Well, they all did.
That's right.
Amen? I just like the rest of the family. I believe the word for my day, amen? I have to believe why there's something inside of me. I've got a genetic disposition. Oh, I tell you what, it's nurture over nature, is that right? It's nature over nurture, amen? They put me in a pig pen. They put me in a daycare. It was actually a night care because it was the devil's children, amen? They put me there to take care of me, but oh, but there's something about my nature. No matter how much they fed me the slop of the world. No matter how much they taught me, amen? Yet there was something on the inside that said, I just can't be comfortable with this. I was made to fly.
Amen.
Look, these guys got wings, but mine are different. They're made to take me up over this stuff.
Uh-huh.
I'm not supposed to be earthbound.
That's right.
Oh, dude, there's something different about me.
Yes.
Oh, I tell you what, I don't care if people like it or not. I can't help it anyhow.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I tell you. Well, praise the Lord. Here we go.
Preach, brother.
Well, I can't help it. God, you know, I was just born this way. It wasn't a choice. Well, I guess what? I can't help it. I'm this way. Because when I was born again, this is who I am. What you see is what you get. Because you don't see me anymore. I'm gone and hidden away. Oh, well, there's a seal of the resurrection been broken in my life. That Christ is raised from the dead. He's not there, but he is here. Oh, hallelujah. That angel, when he came to that tomb that day, he said, Christ is risen. He's not here. We had an angel come to us. Christ is risen. He's not here. He's not in that denomination. He's not in man's ideas. Oh, but he's found a place to place his name. He's found a bride of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, I tell you what.
Glory, glory, glory.
Oh, quickening power lets us see us coming. Quickening power lets us see us coming. Is that right? That's why you believe the message.
Yes, sir.
It's the same thing.
Exactly right.
Oh, boy, you can't preach that nowadays. Well, don't you think you're being a little fanatical?
Come on now.
Why, yes, yes, I do. Yes, I do. I'm about as fanatical as them drunk men on the day of Pentecost. I seen the word vindicated for my day. You know, that's what Peter preached at Pentecost. This is that which is prophesied. This is the word that's made flesh in this day. You killed Christ. He raised up again. I'm preaching what just happened 50 days ago. Is that right? He wasn't preaching about what Moses did thousands of years ago or hundreds of years. He said, this is what God has done today. That's why we do this. This is why you're seeing what you're seeing. When they said, what meaneth this? Oh, he gave them an understanding. Oh, my, I tell you what. It caused the men that believed to cry out, what must we do to be saved? And he said, take this wafer and put it on your tongue. Come on now. Sign your name on this ledger. Well, just pray this sinner's prayer with me. You get down and you take one of my cards. You take this book home. You take this catechism. Ah, oh, but he said, repent.
That's right.
Die the right way.
Amen.
Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And ye shall. You definitely will. It can't pass or fail. Heavens and earth might pass away, but his word shall by no means pass away.
Hallelujah.
You shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
you shall receive resurrection.
Yes.
You shall receive your own Easter. Amen.
Hallelujah.
A walking, living thunder of God.
Yes.
That the seal's been broke. That nature's been revealed. And now we are living voices.
Yes.
Walking out the revelation. Just like in the Garden of Eden, when the voice of God walked in the cool of the day.
Yes.
We're walking right back into an Eden condition.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
We're coming back to it. Amen.
Yes.
Oh, I tell you what. Them cherubim and that sword used to keep us out, amen. Oh, but a way was made through Christ Jesus back into an Eden condition, amen.
Yes, sir.
So we find people won't die to their own ideas.
Yes, sir.
We want to preach the message how we see it. Ooh, well, that's not how I see it, brother. Well, I really don't care how you see it or how I see it.
Right.
How does he see it? Look, I don't want to use your eyes, amen. And this is why the message is where it's at today. We got away from the birth.
That's it.
I'm going to use your eyes. Tell me what it looks like, Brother James.
Ooh,
oh, Brother Andy, you're my pastor. Tell me what the sunrise looks like. Well, look, if you ain't got eyes.
Yeah.
Right.
No good.
You try to describe color
yeah.
to a person that's been blind their whole life.
Right, brother.
You describe the color blue. Describe the color blue to a blind man.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it. Soft and it's nice and it's blue. What do you tell him, man? That's blind. He lacks the sense to perceive it. It's alien to him. In churches, they try to intellectually get a man in by his intellectual sense. Well, this message is rational and it makes sense. And it's vindicated. But give a man the ability to see it for himself, amen? Well, he's not trying to borrow my eyes. You're not trying to borrow your intelligence. He has the mind of Christ.
Yeah.
Because look, if a man ain't born again, he can't even see the kingdom. Is that right? And how people have gotten away. They've gotten away from birth. That's why they fall away. Why they never saw it for themselves.
Amen. That's right.
Oh, hallelujah. Come and see Jesus for yourself. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, you come and see the tomb is empty. Look, the stone's been rolled back.
Amen.
You can look for yourself. Look, Mary and them sisters there, they looked in there, but look, Peter and John, hey, come see themselves. Man, he's gone.
That's it.
Oh, Rome tried as hard as they could. Romanism, Catholicism, denomination tried as hard as they could to keep this message down. Amen?
Amen.
How they rejected it. How they mocked it and ridiculed it.
Amen.
How they made fun of that new birth. Amen? How they made fun of that vindication, that prophet and that message. Oh, but you know what? It ain't going to hold God back.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Look, it might hold the Romans back.
Yeah.
It might upset the unbelievers, but look, me.
Yeah.
I'm built for resurrection.
Amen.
They can put every obstacle they want in the way. It ain't going to stop you if you're part of the resurrection. Amen.
Right.
Oh, I tell you what, the resurrection. See, this is the thing that Mary, that Martha missed. Amen.
Yeah.
People do it today with Easter. They just do it the other direction.
Yeah,
amen. Sure. Well, I know that there's going to be a resurrection. I believe that. And the very person of resurrection
yep.
was in her midst.
That's right.
People today miss. This wasn't
amen.
William Branham. This isn't me tonight. This isn't you tonight. The person of resurrection is here.
Amen.
Easter's not an event. The resurrection is not an event to us.
That's right.
Oh, but it's a reality that we
yeah.
live in right
amen.
Now.
Yes.
It's present tense, amen.
Yeah.
You know, it's so hard for us to live in present tense. As soon as we talk about something, we're talking about it in the past tense.
That's right.
But no matter where you go, amen, God is present tense. Amen.
Amen.
So the question tonight for us is how historical is Easter to us?
Amen.
Them seals that were broke 50-some years ago, is that where it stopped for us? Where is he at tonight? Well, I believe that rapturing face on them tapes. I do too, but it didn't stop there.
That's right.
Amen.
Woo, I tell you what, rapturing face is not just laying in the messages.
Right.
It's laying in me.
Amen.
Oh, but I don't seem to have faith like I should. Don't worry, it'll be there. Amen. Why? Because the Holy Ghost has the faith. Because he's the very one that raised Christ from the dead. Only if you got the Holy Ghost, you've got the rapture inside of you. You've got rapturing faith. Look, you might not be walking where you want to walk tonight, but you'll be walking in heavenly places. Amen. Because you're seated there already. It can't be stopped. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. We try to educate people on this. Look, it's not my job to educate anybody in the kingdom. I'm not trying to authenticate Easter. Amen. But I'll tell you what, you get sick, Christ will vindicate Easter today. That with his stripes we're healed. Is that right? Oh, I tell you what. You were death. Amen. You were darkness, but now you're light in him. Is that right? Oh, we are new creatures. Old things are passed away. All things are new. All things are of God. Is that right?
Amen.
The seals were broke to show you where he wasn't, so you would know where he's at. Amen?
Amen.
That's the testimony behind a seal. There's a death that took place here.
Amen.
When these seals were open, it showed us where death was. Amen?
Right.
How many's thankful? You know where he's not at.
Oh,
because you knew where to find him. Is that right? There's only one place left to find him, in the Word.
That's it.
Oh, them Catholics have told me, well, Christ is in the church. Ah, but the seals rolled back on that one. Oh, he's not in his church, he's in his Word.
Right.
Oh, I tell you what, aren't you thankful, amen?
Yes.
I'm just as thankful to know where he's not as I am to know where he's at, amen? Because where he's not at, that's where he is.
Right.
Amen? I tell you what, my brother was actually trying to call me here during the service. I'm like, I can't take this right now. Well, I'm not home. Now he knows I'm not home, right? You can't get a hold of me that way. If you want to talk to me, you got to come to where I'm at,
amen?
I tell you what, Christ showed us, I'm not there. Don't go there to find me. People, even in the message, are still running to those things. We're going to get so-and-so's book. I'm not against books, amen, but oh, well, maybe there's something laying here. Look, what I need has been given to me. Amen. I was given the material for a wedding garment. Look, Christ didn't leave out a bouquet. He didn't leave out a veil. Everything I need, all the materials, laying in that material, it's in that message, amen?
Yes.
I believe it's laying there. Now, the question is, are you going to put it on?
That's it.
This lamb's wife, she's made herself ready, amen?
Thank you, Lord.
She knows there's a resurrection going on now.
Yes.
And there's a resurrection of the body.
Yes.
Oh, that the dead in Christ, oh, praise God. The dead in Christ are going to rise, amen?
Amen.
They're going to see their loved ones walking around. Oh, hallelujah. I tell you what, it's not a fairy tale. Oh my, I tell you what. She's ready for it. Why? She was made for it.
Amen.
She was born for it. Amen?
Yes.
Oh, I tell you what. She's not part of that old stinky tomb anymore. You notice that when he went to raise up Lazarus? They said, well, don't open it up. It stinks. I tell you what, denomination stinks.
Oh my.
It's been dead a long time.
Right.
Amen? Religion stinks. Amen? I've had my fill of religion. I don't ever want to smell that stuff again. Amen? I got my fill of politics, and I got my fill of man's ideas and psychology. Man, that stuff just stinks. Amen.
Right.
Oh, I tell you what. Now you take somebody, you take one of them skin worms or something. They like that sort of thing. They just love how it smells. Why? They love death. Amen. But when you're used to breathing fresh air, and you used to not live inside a tomb, man, that's just repulsive. Amen. Oh, our tastes have been changed. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. Let's stand to our feet tonight. We'll not keep you too much longer tonight by the grace of God. Man come to Brother Branham one time. Said, oh, you're part of that new religion. So, what are you talking about? He's like, you're part of that new shouting religion. I said, brother, that ain't new. So that's the oldest kind we got. So Job was talking about it. Before the earth was made and there's a foundation, there were sons of God shouting for joy. Is that right? Well, I tell you what, the world looks at it like fanaticism, amen, but we say, That's just what we were always meant to be.
Amen. Amen.
We're just a shouting kind of people, amen.
Amen.
We're just a praising kind of people.
Yes, sir.
We're living people, amen. We're not dead, we're alive.
Amen.
People are so worried about zombie apocalypse nowadays, and they're all a bunch of zombies, amen. They sure are. They're dead people walking around. They're dead in sins, amen. And they'll look at you, and they'll say you're nuts, amen, and they're dead while they yet live it. Oh, but there's a people that come out of the tomb. Their lives aren't hid behind the veil anymore. God has manifested. He's vindicated this bride, that she's alive. He's been quickened, that she's become the temple of his dynamics. That his dynamics have come down and united with the bride, with the mechanics, amen. We are now sealed in heavenly places, where every promise and every word is, all things are possible. Oh, you've got a token, amen. Oh, whatever you have need of tonight, that token, it's the purchasing price. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, let's pray tonight. Oh, Father, we do thank you tonight. Lord, as we're assembled here, Lord, to thank Lord, someplace yonder, maybe 4 or 5 feet away from us, Lord, we're gathered together in heavenly places, rooting each other on. Lord, having a good time. Lord, getting praise and glory to you, Lord. It's not so far away. It's not something in the future. It's not something way in the past. It's just a little ways away. Oh, just, oh Lord, just to draw closer to it right now. Right in this place, Lord, that we're a people of praise. That we're a people of worshiping. Oh, Lord, that tonight we'd have joy. That tonight we'd have peace. That tonight we'd have soundness. Lord, the resurrection's given us these things. Lord, we are, the prophet said, the beneficiaries of the resurrection.
Hallelujah.
We thank you that testimony, that seal. Knowing that there was a death, but oh, now there's a resurrection.
Glory.
Lord, we're thankful that our old man has died.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we're not bound to him. We're not bound to that old nature. We're not bound in grave clothes. We're not bound to denomination. We're not bound to this country and what it would tell us to do. We're bound by love, as the Apostle Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord. To be in those fetters of your love, Lord, to know that you've secured us. You've kept us, Lord. Oh, we're thankful tonight, Lord Jesus. Your nature, the resurrection, your nature is to prove and to show and to tell. Not just to talk about something that happened the day gone by, but to show and to prove and to tell tonight, to speak from heaven to us tonight, to speak on earth tonight. As those seals, when they were broken, they uttered on the earth. Lord, not just from heaven, but on the earth. You have a voice tonight speaking to us of resurrection and of life. It's the message of the hour. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we feel the dynamic presence of God here. Lord, I feel the presence of God just moving in this place. Lord, there's needs here tonight. I still believe, Lord. You're Jehovah Jireh. I still believe you're Jehovah Rapha. I still believe your anointing breaks every yoke. I still believe in the power of God. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation. Everyone that believeth. Lord, we embrace, we accept, we recognize tonight a living Christ in our midst. Lord, that we'd not walk away. That we'd not forget. That we would recognize the vindicated Jesus Christ and this message of the hour which you've spoken to us. Lord, bless your people, we pray tonight. Lord, you've blessed us. But surely blessing you will bless us. Lord, you've already blessed us so much, but surely blessing you'll bless us. And surely, Lord, you'll curse those that curse us. Lord, you bless us coming in. You bless us going out. Lord, though our enemies come against us from one direction, you said you'd scatter them 7 ways. We'd scatter them in every way, the direction they would come towards us. Our enemies would be defeated. That if one would chase 1,000, that 2 would chase 10,000. Lord, there's not enough power tonight to stop this resurrection. There's not enough power tonight to stop this gospel. Because you are undefeated in battle. You've never known defeat. You've never known what it's like to lose to the devil. Oh, and we're thankful to be part of that family. That's who we are. That's our inheritance. That we don't have to take nothing from the devil. We don't have to take anything from the kingdom of hell. We don't have to suffer anything of the world. We're overcomers in this life. Lord, we thank you for a victorious testimony.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we commit ourselves now into your hands in Jesus' name. Amen. Go ahead and sing, brother. only one tonight. Some of you have needs tonight. He's the only one that can meet that need. Oh, hallelujah.
Your anchor holds and grips the solid.
You know, I was talking about the importance of dying right. Abraham knew how important it was to be buried in the right place. Joseph knew, is that right? He said, don't leave me down here in Egypt. Is that right? If you have a need tonight, look, don't stay down in Egypt. Get buried in Christ. And let your life be hid with Christ and God. Amen. He's the only resurrection. Amen. He's not going to accept your good works on that day. He's not looking at what kind of a testimony you can furnish for yourself. He's looking to see if you're buried in the right place. He's looking to see if that seal is there. Amen. And that's what he's looking at. Amen. We need that seal today, amen. All hail King Jesus. All hail, amen. Give him praise now, amen. For he's the King of kings, Lord of lords, bright morning star. And
think about it now. praise, amen. Oh, I'm one of them. Are you one of them? I'm one of them, amen. I'm one of them resurrected voices, amen. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, how many believe that, amen? Oh, we're not ordained to wrath, but to salvation, amen. Oh, we're a living people, amen. Brother Andrew, how come you have to take the service here? Amen. We're a living people tonight. We're living. Living epistles, amen. We're not a dead letter.
That's right.
The letter kills, but the Spirit gives life, amen. How many has the Spirit tonight? He's here tonight. The Spirit's here to give life tonight, amen. Amen. God bless you all tonight, brother Andrew. God bless you. Thank you. I tell you what. Oh, hallelujah.
What a time.
Oh, my.
Faith tonight. There's anyone here sick in body. There's anyone here needs prayer. Doesn't quite have the victory like you ought to. I'm going to ask you, would you come forward right now? I don't care what your need is. Would you come forward and believe what the Bible said, that if we lay hands on the sick, you will recover? I'm not even asking for prayer. We're just going to do apostolic right out of the Bible. Lay hands on the sick, and God's going to answer. Why? Because we're the sons of God. You're daughters and sons of God. When an eagle meets an eagle, there ain't a devil in hell can stop it. Give it in a second. The Holy Spirit's here. I hope you ain't in order. If you don't want to be here, get out now. I warn you. That's not even, that's respect. That's the Holy Spirit. This ain't Brother Andrew. This ain't Brother Alexander up here on this pulpit right now. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 If there's anyone, if this is it, Brother Alexander, would you come this way? And just down the line, just in the name of Jesus, receive. Thank you, Lord. Believe now. Believe. say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just left that, just leave that burden right there. Let the blood wash it right away. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Keep yielding to that. Don't let the devil snatch it right before you cross over. Break through into the promise. It's mine, devil. It's mine.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you. Lord, that's not emotion, that's the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You could be five, you could be 500. That's the Holy Spirit here tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. Thank you for hearing our hearts cry. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. As I believe you received it by faith, let's sing this song with our whole hearts now. Oh, thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making. Confess it now, believe it for yourself.
Oh,
give him a wave offering. Oh, thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Oh, thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Oh, thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation, so rich and free.
With no music, just take a minute and thank him and worship him.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise your glory. We love you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be thy holy name, Father. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I love you for your presence,
Lord. I love you. Not on a page, but alive and all around.
Oh, how wonderful.
Thank you for the angels. Thank you for the word. Thank you for
Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. Praise
you. Oh, blessed be your name, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Praise your name, Jesus.
Feels like Isaiah. I feel like those temple doors are shaking with the power and presence of God. Hallelujah.
Thank
Jesus.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Praise thy name.
This is the Holy Ghost. This is that. This is the scriptures being thank fulfilled you. Tonight. Yes. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let the joy just enter your heart and just fill you up. Don't settle for a halfway joy. Get it all. Don't settle for a halfway peace. Get it all tonight. Let your faith rise tonight. The reason you heard the word is because you are the word. Oh, glory. Woo. Woo. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You're feeling down. I just challenge you to give a good old shout to God.
Woo.
don't want to be a fanatic, Brother Andrew. We ain't nowhere close to that just yet. You worship your God tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I lift you up, Father. Church order is all about praising God, I'll tell you that, and how we can praise Him better. You don't get out of order praising God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Woo, I'm just feeling good. I know you are too. We can just stay here for a little while. You ain't no hurry, are you? I just love being here. I love being here. You can't get no closer to heaven than right here. Heaven's come down in the midst of man. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I challenge you, Christian friend, if there's something in your heart ain't satisfied with what you're feeling now, you need to get some wicked, dark thing out of your heart somewhere, because it's clogging up the pipes. That's right, because the Holy Spirit's flowing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. What you doing, Brother Andrew? I've learned to just let Him do the service. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, just praise Him. Just worship now. Take a little time. If all you got to say is thank you, I think that's what He wants to hear right now. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. How many appreciates Brother Alexander coming out tonight? Speaking of, let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Thank you, Lord, for your work. Thank you, Lord, for a faithful servant. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, Brother Alexander again here Sunday. Be in prayer for him. I'm just going to go ahead and share. I guess his van is down. It's in the shop. It's supposed to be there on Friday, I think. Getting fixed up. Let's pray the Lord gets it fixed for our brother. His family be able to come worship with us. That's going to be here. Hallelujah. God is faithful. That's right. Remember the testimony of Dad driving his truck, shaking like crazy. Spoke the word. Not just haphazard, how the inspiration came. And it said, speak the word and it'll be that way. Isn't that right? There it was. He said, all I did was come forward, Brother Andrew. I didn't feel no chill bumps. I thought when God speaks to me, this is supposed to happen. The Bible said if they lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. And that's how God proves His resurrection. I love when I finally got a revelation of that. How do you prove the revelation or the resurrection? You are the proof of the resurrection. I'm not going to preach. There is plenty of inspiration right now to preach another sermon. Do you love the Lord tonight? Amen. Well, it's been good to be in His house. I believe the Lord had His way. Now hold on to your promises, little children. Don't let no temptation, don't let no devil, don't let no stress on the job, no stress in the home. Don't let it take away what the Holy Spirit gave you tonight. Say, Satan, because I'm going to warn you, he's going to come after you. Oh, I'll give you that promise too. That wherever God is, the devil's right behind trying to beat it. But always remember, greater is He that's in me, not in my pastor, not in the evangelist that came by that service. He's in me. Yeah. Satan, you squatter, get out of my house. Yes. Glory. You don't disrupt service saying glory. I'll tell you that. Woo! You're going to call me crazy anyways. I'm not. I say amen to an audience of one. I've learned to set my eyes like a flint. That's my lover. That's my husband. He's worth everything in my voice. He's worth everything in my life. If he's worth dying for, he's worth living for. God bless you tonight. I'm done. I'm going to hand the service over to Dad. I'm going to get out of here so you're not here all night. It's good to be in the house. God bless you tonight. God loves you. How many knows that? He proved it again tonight. He'll prove it tomorrow. He'll keep on proving it. Don't listen to lie the devil. You're the Christian. You're the bride of Christ. Or else you wouldn't be receiving the word tonight. Hallelujah. Go and enjoy the Lord. Go loving Him. You can be dismissed. You want want to stay and worship. I'll let Dad take the service. God bless you.
Greater is He that is in me. Greater is He that is in me. Greater is He that is in me.
I'm so glad.